I'm with our stars, Diana Damrau and Vittorio Grigolo. Diana, Vittorio, bravi. I'm still swept away by that gorgeous ending in first half. What is the secret to your chemistry on stage?
You want to talk first?
Well, we're just breathless. Jump into our roles.
We just wake up in the morning and we just do it, right?
Do you text?
No, we don't text each other. I think that's why the reason we have a good chemistry and a good love. Mm. We don't use the phone, right?
Oh, well, you're so sensational, and this production is so physically demanding. Diana, you're so girlish and skipping around the set, and Vittorio, you're scaling the balcony.
Yeah, Spider-Man, right? Spider-Man.
How athletic. I love it.
I always love it.
How do you manage the physical demands with your character?
I have to say we trained a lot.
Mm. Yes.
What do you want to say? But.
Well, did Bartlett Shear build in all of the movements or the choreography, or do you just find it in the music or with each other's bodies?
Of course, we worked everything from the fencing, from the dancing, from everything is worked with the director. But yes. We rehearse, and try to find the breath. I mean, for me, I'm trying to find the way that I can keep the breath down, because running keeps the breath. So yeah. For me, it's that trying to do the zen.
Well, you're so zen and so gorgeous.
I don't know for Diana, is there a secret?
No, there's no secret. I just try to survive.
Oh, you're gorgeous. Gorgeous and gleaming. Your voices
are... I think I'm Juliet and I'm 14.
Brava.
And then I think in a few moments of singing too, but...
Well, I just learned that this is your first Juliet.
Yes.
What does the opera or the role feel like to you, and what's your favorite part?
I can't decide. Mm. I'm so astonished that I say, sorry, Violetta. I think I prefer Juliet. It's the most glorious role ever. It's the development she has, and it's love, it's purity, it's loyalty, and it's just the greatest love story of all.
Well, we're feeling it, and just seeing you bloom into the role is so stunning. It's so stunning. Vittorio, you are so believable as a love-struck teenager, Romeo.
Thank you for the teenager.
How do you relate? Are there certain aspects of Romeo that you identify with and relate to?
I sometimes I'm too much of a kid. Everybody says that my mind, I'm still talking and thinking sometimes. Maybe that helped me a lot, because that little Peter Pan that belongs to my spirit and is on the side, that's the right moment to let it go out and to give that little freshness that it's needed in order to capture that audience that sometimes want to sleep, but we don't let them sleep, right?
No,
we're wide awake.
No.
We want. Your voices are blending so beautifully, which is wonderful considering Gounod has given you 4 duets. How did you achieve the musical rapport or the moments of quietness or the range of them? Do you feel, is it in the score, or do you develop it as you bloom into the role, or decide here?
What do you think?
Well, first of all, it's written in the music. I mean, when you hear this tenderness just of the instrumental parts, it sweeps you away. It brings you into that mood. And then when you have a Romeo and a Juliet which match, then the magic will happen. It will happen. And
I mean, it is sweet at the beginning. It is rock and roll later on. And it gets some balls after. So
I think
both of them are giving, you know, that little kind of crescendo, you know, that kind of with the story, you know, with just
a real transformation of your characters and building. You really get a long arch for both.
It's baking.
It's baking in the oven. It's simmering. Diana, I understand that your entire hometown of Günzburg in Bavaria is watching at the local movie theater. Would you like to say hello?
Oh my, I'd love to. Hello, everybody.
Hello,
Günzburg. No, but it's amazing because it's more than Christmas. I received more emails and texts and toys.
Wunderbar.
Well, now they have to. You have to run along and get ready for your next half, the big, big dramatic moment.
Okay.
Diana, Vittorio.
How many languages we should say?
Thank you. Thank you for speaking with me, and congratulations so far.